Well, one more time, let me say welcome, Memorial Road, and good morning and Mother's Day. And for all of you who are guests, we're so honored that you have tuned in to our streaming service this morning. Well, my name's Mark. I'm one of the ministers here at the Memorial Road Church of Christ. Phil Brookman is our preaching minister, and he'll be back next week. But today, we're giving Phil a little bit of a break so that he can be with Mary and the girls for Mother's Day. Phil has been preaching a series of sermons called Surprising Jesus, in which we've looked at an episode, an encounter with Jesus and somebody that, well, astonishes him, surprises him. And last week, the man who amazed Jesus did so with his gratitude. Every week, Phil's given us a challenge, and this week's Surprising Jesus challenge asks us to express our gratitude by sharing a very short story of how someone has blessed you or others recently. And here's a quick compilation of what you had to say.
Thank you, Gary and Sharon,
for helping us move from West Virginia to Edmond, Oklahoma.
Thank you, Logan Mays, for the banana muffins.
Thank you.
Thank you to the Thrive class for all of the support and hugs and prayers and gifts while our husband and daddy are fighting on the front lines of the COVID crisis.
Thank you so much to everyone who has sent cards, letters, notes, and encouraging texts to me during my treatments.
And thank you so much for all the wonderful food. And most of all, thank you for the prayers.
Thank you, Joanne North, for showing me how to love studying the Word, how to pray more earnestly, how to be hospitable, how to be a better mother and wife, and how to be a better friend.
My coworker and friend Ashley sent me $5 to treat myself on a drink for self-care yesterday, and I really appreciated it.
I want to say thank you to my immediate and extended family for just staying so connected during this time that we can't be together physically.
Good morning, Joy and Julie. Wanted to say thank you for coming over the other day and bringing the yummy banana bread. It was so nice to see you.
We wish to say thank you to our friends who treated us to a wonderful Mexican dinner.
Thank you, Spencer.
I want to thank Mark and Beth Brewer, our small group leaders, for their leadership throughout the year, but also recently the goodie bags that they sent around and drove around to each of the members' houses and dropped off.
Our great-grandmother made us a quilt. Thank you, Grandmother Betty.
Thank you, Daddy, Paul, and Perry for building us a playhouse.
Thanks to our amazing children's ministry staff for coming into this little makeshift office studio each week and blessing my kids and all of our kids.
Thank you to the Generations Bible class for the love and support and generosity you have shown our family.
3 weeks ago, we received an emergency foster care placement, and to no surprise, our church family and community stepped right up to walk beside us.
And so we're just really, really extremely grateful for them.
Thank you, Celebrate Recovery, for changing my life.
The Plum family brought us delicious lemon blueberry bread. Thank you.
Thank you to the youth ministers for finding creative ways to keep us all connected.
Josh, Sarah, Brenna, and Piper Bailey drove 80 plus miles from Edmond to come visit us, and the sweet surprise was such an encouragement to our entire family.
Deshaun Heisel left dinner on our doorstep. Thank you so much, Deshaun.
Thank you to my family for giving me a senior prom.
I want to say a huge thank you to Sarah Bailey for all you did to help organize the mask making efforts at Memorial Road. It's because of you that 3,500 masks were delivered to the OU Medical Center.
And here is the lady who has organized it all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Now, this week's challenge is going to be a little different, a little quieter. We're not going to ask you to submit anything. I'll tell you more about it later, but it's just going to be between you and your Father in heaven. But we're really excited about an ambitious challenge that we're going to launch during Phil's sermon next Sunday. And we're really hard behind the scenes already preparing for it. In short, next week's challenge is going to be all about encouraging and expressing love for healthcare workers and for our oldest senior adults during this uniquely challenging season. So this is going to be a time when, you know, we're all in it together and we need to be unified together. So we're calling next week's project the Bridges Challenge. We want to build bridges both to our Memorial Road members but also to people in our surrounding community. So we need your help with that this week as we get organized. If you know of a healthcare worker or someone who is elderly here in the Edmond area or the North Oklahoma City metro area who is not a Memorial Road member, and you feel they would be particularly blessed to receive a care package from our church, please go to mrcc.org/bridges and fill out the short form there to let us know their name and address. We'll also be sending out a link to that form by email later today, so you can watch for it in email as well. We're going to need literally hundreds of volunteers for next week's project. So I hope you'll be ready to sign up next week when Phil shares more details with you during next week's lesson. Well, Surprising Jesus is the name of this series. And today, rather than looking at one episode, we're going to look at just a couple of episodes in the relationship between Jesus and his mother, Mary. These moments with Mary really characterize moments in every mom's life. And really, they represent moments in all of our lives. So even if you're not a mom, or even if Mother's Day's kind of difficult for you for whatever reason, I hope you'll just stay with us, because these little snapshots of Jesus interacting with Mary, I really believe they're going to bless you this morning, because they're going to illustrate the roller coaster ride that is living during this pandemic. It's going to represent, well, the different kinds of moments each of us is having living this side of heaven. And we're going to start with the very first moment when Mary is even aware of Jesus. You remember in Luke chapter 1 where an angel from God comes to announce to Mary that she's going to be with child. And verse 28 says, the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." And there really are some moments in a mom's life, well, they're just angelic. You know, it's like God himself has blessed that moment. For many of you, it's when you found out you're going to have a little baby. Or maybe you found out that adoption really was going to go through, finally be official. Or maybe it's the first time you held your baby. Or maybe it's the first time they said mommy or daddy. Or maybe it's when you wander in at night and they're finally asleep. And it's just an angelic moment. Now, Mary's angelic moment was literal. Ours is a little more figurative. But an angelic moment in a mom's life, really an angelic moment in any of our lives, are moments when it seems like God himself is just blessing that moment. Moments when you have an incredible sense of your heavenly Father's presence. Or moments when you feel like you've been handed a mission from God to bless others. And that's really what was going on when the angel announced Mary's pregnancy, is that the angel was saying, you've been chosen for a special mission. And every one of our moms, you're on a mission in every moment of your life. But to be truthful, most moments aren't angelic. Some moments are like the one that's described in Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. Now, in that episode, Joseph is taking his very pregnant wife, Mary, to the family hometown of Bethlehem during a government census. And Mary has to turn a stable into a combination birthing room and an apartment for her new family. Imagine what she is going through in these moments. She's cleaning, she's scraping together supplies. You know what she's doing? She's nesting. She's forming the nest that her family will have to begin this family life in. And then when Jesus is born, she has to nurse and change diapers and do laundry and more cleaning. And then she has to start being a hostess as these shepherds come in from town. And a few months later, these wise men show up. You know what these moments are, don't you? They're just the mundane daily moments of being a mom. Or for you, just if you're not a mom, just the mundane moments of life. Those are the moments you just simply try to survive. And right now, in the middle of COVID-19, these moments are kind of magnified. They're tedious and they're tiring. They're routine. They're often thankless and unrelenting. My mom used to have a phrase. I'm sure your mom used it too. My mom used to say, "Boys, you don't live in a barn. Boys, you weren't raised in a barn. Boys, you weren't born in a barn. She would just use that phrase over and over. And one day when my brother and I just were being totally uncooperative and our rooms were disaster area, Mom used that phrase. She said, boys, you don't live in a barn. And I said to her, not the wisest move I ever made, by the way, I said to her, yeah, but Joseph and Mary and Jesus lived in a barn. My mom didn't even wait a minute. I mean, she was so quick. She came back and immediately says, yes, they did, and I'm sure it was cleaner than your room, and I know it smelled better. Well, that's kind of the way some moments are right now. It's just like we're just kind of having to live through the mundane, tedious moments of life. But you know what? When Mary was in that stable, she still was highly favored. And she still had a mission. Well, in Luke chapter 2, we've jumped ahead a little bit, 12 years. And Jesus and his family have gone, like they do every year, to Jerusalem for the Passover feast. And they've traveled with their extended family, the Bible says. It's kind of like the clan and an extended family of friendships, probably from the same village. And on the way home, they just assume that the teens and preteens are hanging out with different family members, and Joseph and Mary get a day outside of Jerusalem, realize that Jesus isn't around them. Now, have you ever lost your toddler in a supermarket just for a few seconds when he or she's wandered over to a different aisle, and you just panic? Or maybe you've been at a big playground, and it's really crowded, you know, back when we were allowed to do those kinds of things, and it's really crowded, and just for a second, you lose in the crowd, or you lose in the big toy, a child, and you just panic. Well, imagine losing the Son of God. And here Mary and Joseph are looking around, and they're wondering where they are, and they go back to Jerusalem, and for 3 days they're searching for Jesus, and then they finally find him. And this is what the Bible says. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, Son, why have you treated us like this? Do you ever feel that way with your kids? Why are you treating me like this? And then Mary says, your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. Some Bible translations say very anxiously. Some say we were in distress looking for you. These moments are moments when you worry, when you just don't know how things are going to work out. And there's a lot of moments like that in a mom's life. There's a lot of moments like that right now in my life and in your life. And this morning, Mary's story gives us permission to express our worries and anxieties to God. Do not lay on top of your anxiety guilt for being anxious. God doesn't want you to feel guilty. Yes, he wants us to live a life of faith. Yes, Jesus told us not to be anxious. And Peter even said, cast all your anxiety on God because he cares for you. But why did Jesus teach that in the Sermon on the Mount? Why did Peter in 1 Peter 5 verse 7 tell us to cast all our anxieties on the Father? Well, the Bible has those admonitions, those encouragements, because God knows there are moments of worry and anxiety. David wrote some of his most meaningful hymns literally at night when he couldn't fall asleep because he was consumed with worry. And David was a man after God's own heart. Paul writes the most hopeful of all of his letters in parts of 2 Corinthians, and yet that was written in times of great distress. He talks about being shipwrecked and being bitten and being beaten and not having enough food. And he talks about even feeling like a death sentence was hanging over him. I want you to know that it's okay if you have moments when you worry. But I also want you to know this. When Mary was frantically looking for Jesus, she was still highly favored. And she still had a mission. And then just a few moments after this interaction, Mary and Joseph are watching Jesus interact with the leaders at the temple. Because he's about his father's business, he says. And he's asking questions of the teachers of the law. And the Bible says that Mary treasured all these things in her heart. You know, some moments, oh, they're just treasure moments. They're moments that just fill our hearts, and we ponder them, and we remember them, and we treasure them. I want to show you two very quick videos. The first one was taken just a couple of weeks ago. It's of a little boy, I'm guessing he's around 6 years old, and his dad, and they're in a park all alone because they're practicing extreme social distancing, And they've set up a camera on a tripod, and the dad is throwing pitches to his son. And his son hits one over the back fence. And I just want you to watch the dad's reaction. Just watch that reaction. It's going to be quick, so you're going to have to pay attention. The second video, which will be immediately after that, is a video of DeAndre Hopkins catching a touchdown pass. And, of course, he's a wide receiver for the Houston Texans. And what I want you to do in that video, I want you to listen to the commentary of Joe Buck. Listen to what Joe Buck says after DeAndre catches this touchdown pass. And then watch DeAndre Hopkins' mother's reaction. It's going to be quick, but I want you to watch it. Watch these two videos.
We've seen our fair share of next generation sluggers showing off their power on social media during the quarantine, but this is a priceless one, and I don't know, I think the dad's reaction might be the best of all.
My cute
one. Oh, yeah, and the bat flip, too. I mean, how about it?
Aww.
Watson, end zone. Hopkins, say hi to mom again. Touchdown, Hopkins. Another football for the family. 30 yards to DeAndre Hopkins.
Man, I love those short little videos. Did you catch how the dad was reacting? Did you hear what Joe Buck said? Another football for mom. He's going to say hi to mom again. And she runs over and gives Sabrina Hopkins the ball. And she just, how many times has she seen that? How many balls has she been handed? And yet she is so excited. You ever feel that way about your kids? Like when they're inducted into the National Honor Society or they get a scholarship. Moments like graduations, even if they have to be virtual graduations and drive-by celebrations. Or how about when your kids lead prayers at the dinner table or before you go to sleep? Or how about their baptisms? You know, the greatest treasure moments are spiritual moments. And let me just stop and say, kids, if you really want to give your mom a great Mother's Day gift, give her some spiritual moments to treasure. Never make your mama worry about your soul. And that's the greatest gift you could give your mother. And I also want you to know, you know that the way that dad felt about that little boy? He was just so excited for his boy hitting that home run. You know the way Sabrina Hopkins feels every time DeAndre scores a touchdown? And then if it's a home game and it's in that end zone, she runs and gives him the ball every time. Did you know that God feels that way about you when you rest in his presence? Or you come back to him if you've wandered away? Just read Luke chapter 15 this week. Three times Jesus tells a story, the story of the lost coin, the lost sheep, and the lost son. And every single time, the story ends with heaven rejoicing because God treasures you. And I love those treasure moments in life because they remind me that we're highly favored and we've got a mission. And then there's moments like this one. This is just one of the weirdest stories in the Bible. While Jesus was still talking, the Bible says, to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. And someone told him, your mother and brothers are standing outside. They're wanting to speak to you. Listen to this. He replied to him, who is my mother? And who are my brothers? For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother. What? You ever feel like that? These are moments in a mom's life when you just ask more questions than you have answers for. Now, we can't take a deep dive into that passage. It has great theological significance. And Jesus is not disrespecting his mom. But what in the world do you think she thinks? She can't get inside even to see her son in this moment. And sometimes in life, you just throw your hands up and you have more questions than you have answers for about your kids or maybe about other people in your life. Recently, Jada Pinkett Smith, who, of course, is the wife of Will Smith, was interviewed in kind of a Zoom interview, and she was asked, have you learned anything during the quarantine? She said, yes, I've learned I don't know my husband at all. We've been married for over 23 years. Now we're in each other's space 24/7, and we haven't left the house in 7 weeks. I don't know this man. You feel like that with the people you're around right now? Like, who are these people? It's like a Lord of the Flies experiment right now around this house. So what's going on? You ever just feel like that? Well, when you feel like that, I want you to remember that even when Mary didn't understand what Jesus said, or she questioned what Jesus was doing, she still was highly favored, and she still had a mission. And then there's the hardest moments of all, because there are moments in every mom's life, in every dad's life. There's a moment in every one of our lives when we suffer. These are the cross moments, and we're living through an extended cross moment right now. And for many of us, it's the hardest thing we've ever had to go through. But I want you to remember that as Jesus hung on the cross, the Bible says that near the cross stood the mother of Jesus. I wonder if Mary had a flashback in those moments when she's suffering right along with her son. I know some of you have watched your children suffer, and you know how it feels. I wonder if she flashed back to Luke chapter 2 when Jesus was just a baby, maybe a couple of months old, and they walk into the temple for his dedication to offer the right sacrifices. And an old man who's full of the Holy Spirit, a prophet of God named Simeon, blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." When Jesus breathed his last, a Roman soldier took a spear and pierced Jesus' side with it. I imagine in that moment, Mary just gasped. She had to be shedding a few tears. And I wonder if she had a flashback to Simeon saying, "And a sword will pierce your own soul too." I'm sorry for the moments that you have to suffer, but I do know this. When we suffer, God is right there. Do you remember what Jesus says to Mary on the cross? He looks down at Mary and he says to her, "Woman, here's your son." And then he looks over to John, the apostle John. He said, "John, here's your mom." On the cross, Mary was so dearly loved that the Heavenly Father was taking care of her future. And I wonder if even in the midst of that grief and that sorrow, that Mary might have had a flashback to Luke chapter 1. Where she sang a song when she found out she was going to carry for 9 months the Son of God, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. She sings a song. You sang that song just a few minutes ago in our worship service. It's a song that she had learned growing up as a little girl in Israel, because it's a song that Hannah had sung way back in 1 Samuel chapter 2. But she changed the words just a little bit, and it's a song of hope. It's a song of mission. It's a song about moments that matter when God is blessing you. And she's saying, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he's been mindful of the humble state of his servant." And even when Mary hung on the cross, she knew that God was mindful of her and making arrangements for her. Mary knew that Jesus had promised to rise. Even at the cross, she was highly favored. And she was living out life on a mission. I want you to know that God cares for you every moment of every day, whether they're angelic moments or they're moments to treasure, or whether they're mundane and tedious, or whether you have a lot of questions for which there are no answers, or even when you're filled with anxiety and worry, and yes, even in the middle of suffering, you are highly favored. So the Apostle Paul is in the middle of some of the greatest distress, persecution, and suffering of his life. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he says, "I tell you, now is the time of God's favor." Paul, in the middle of a pandemic, yes, God will not abandon you in all the moments of your life. Now, here's your challenge for this week. It's going to be a little more quiet than usual. What I want you to do for this challenge this week is just going to be between you and God.
Thanks, Mark. And, hey, everybody out there.
Andy,
I hope you're not afraid of heights,
wait,
because this week's
Andy,
challenge is a doozy.
No, we talked about this.
Here's what we want you to do.
Andy, we talked about this. We need a break from you this week. So this is going to be a little bit different challenge.
Mark,
you're not part of this one, okay?
Mark, no. Mark, I need
Andy,
this. Come
Andy,
on, man.
Don't make me do it.
Mark, I need the attention,
Andy?
Please.
Sorry about that. As I was saying, this week's challenge is going to be a little different. It's going to be between you and God. We're not going to ask you to share it with anybody. But here's what I want you to do. I want you simply to remind yourself that no matter what you experience this week, in all of these moments, you are highly favored. God is mindful of you, and you still have a mission. And this is what I want you to do particularly. I want you to look for and anticipate and pray for some moments that are angelic when you just feel like even in the midst of what we're dealing with, God is present. And I also want you to look for some moments to treasure this week. Go out of your way, maybe even to create some moments to treasure. Will you have a quick prayer with me? Holy Father, there's so many different things we're all experiencing right now. And we need your help through your Spirit to sense that you're always there, that your favor still rests upon us. Father, remind us, Lord, that we still have a mission. And Father, I pray for everyone who is listening this morning. Father, I pray that this week you will give them an angelic moment when they just feel your presence and they sense that you are blessing them. And Father, I pray that you will give us some moments to treasure this week, some moments to just rejoice, celebrate, and then ponder in our heart how precious those moments were. Father, we need you, and we ask you to bless us. And we pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.